We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
We will resume play and conduct the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs in two hub cities. 24 of our 31 teams will resume play. And this plan will produce a worthy Stanley Cup champion.
Dumbass. Dale Arnold.
Either you see somebody who is making $8 million to play a game for a few months at a time, or you see a guy who just got asked to take an 80% pay cut.
Play for the love of the game. Bro, I'm risking my life.
Rich Keefe.
Mutt here.
And here's a pig, Mark, who did better on the Wonderlic than Mutt did.
Let's do a quick check, shall we?
Sit again, patio.
Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
You're giving me these options of eating poop. Get off the pot or you drop the deuce.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. In just a few minutes, we'll talk about the possibility, I stress possibility, not probability, that Wiggy could be right that they could be playing football games this fall with fans in the stands. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But, you know, we're doing life, we're doing God's work here. We're trying to figure out exactly what Mutt's going to do about the chipmunks in his yard because... I mean, if you did decide you wanted to, you know, pack them up and take them away somewhere, Mutt, how would you do that?
Well, the trap that I have, it closes shut on top of the chipmunk. Mm-hmm. And theoretically, you just grab the handle, you put it in the trunk. Not that I've done this yet, because I've had my one run-in with the law for my life from then, no more. Mm-hmm. And so you put it in your trunk, you drive, say, 2 miles away to a wooded area. You open up the
like Joe's
the trap.
Rock and Rentham where I went.
Yeah, yes, it's a
with an alleged raccoon. If I did that, and I'm not saying I would have, but if I did, that's where I would go.
No, exactly. And I'm not saying I did this, but either a little bit of peanut butter or some acorns that my dad has saved because he may have the same issue at his home. So you may put some acorns in there. You trap them
and
in there.
And
he's
just suggesting what you could do theoretically.
I mean, what you could do, yes. Versus what I'm going to do, because it's not illegal apparently, which is set up a trap where these poor chipmunks are all excited. Mm-hmm. There's some food. They walking up a ramp, then splash. They get in a bucket of water, and they drown.
That seemed a little much to me.
That's the state is telling me they'd rather have that than me bring these chipmunks to the woods, Wiggy. What am I supposed to do?
Listen, I told you. Set an example, and then the chipmunks won't come back.
So if I did, not that I would have, but if I had actually cut the head off the 6-foot black racer snake with my shovel, that would have been against the law too?
No, because you didn't know, because it was in your yard.
Right, stand your ground at that point. Right.
Stand your ground.
It's on your property. You have the right to kill when you're on your property.
I mean, it was him or me, right?
Right, as long as the squirrel's not headed off of your property where he looks like he's retreating, you have the right to stand your ground.
Well, thank God, because I might have stood my ground. John's in Rhode Island. Hey, John.
How you doing, gentlemen?
What's going on? Have a good afternoon.
You can't take any kind of wildlife away from your property. That's illegal. You can kill it, of course.
But I got to let it sit there the whole time?
Shame on you, Dan, for killing a snake. You know, those snakes do eat chipmunks, so you could always brought it over to Mutt's house.
How would I have gotten the 6-foot black racer snake out of the netting he had encoiled himself in?
It probably was more afraid of you than you of it, Dale.
I was really afraid of it.
But what you can do is you can take some coyote urine. If you go to like a hunting store or some hardware store, they sell coyote urine, and you can put a couple drops here and there near the holes. and it may frighten because they're that's a natural predator. Another thing you can do is you can pour sand down the holes so they can't dig it out fast enough and they suffocate. The sand collapses them and they get killed.
Oh, that's okay.
You can try that.
To suffocate in the ground.
That's like the drowning one.
I need help with my squirrels, though. My squirrels getting in my trash.
Squirrel helper, Wiggy?
Can I put some coyote urine on my trash barrels?
306, Wiggy. 3006 takes care of the squirrels.
There you go. That's what I plan on doing. I'm gonna go to New Hampshire and buy me one because you can get anything in New Hampshire.
Well, you've probably got some of that deer antler spray left around from back in your NFL days. Well, you could give some of that a try.
My in-laws live with me, and my father-in-law is a big hunter, so he has plenty of rifles. So.
You have to buy it. You can borrow his.
Yeah, I can borrow his 30.
The coyote urine thing. Okay, because I have read. Now,
excuse
I'm not on this
miss,
road
do you
yet.
Have coyote urine here?
Well, what about this one, Dale? What if what if it happened? Well, what if I happened to urinate into a cup and I take it outside and I spread it around certain areas? Would they be scared of the smell of human urine?
No,
can we get a call or a texter to confirm that at 379?
Yeah, I think your neighbors would then just think that you have a panhandler living in your backyard. You got a bum living in your backyard.
Now, our Twitter friend Dice tweeted me. He says, "Let me ask you a question. How many racer snakes have come back to your yard since you cut the head off that one?" The answer is none.
Oh, there you go. You
sent a message.
You sent a message. That's what you got to do. Sometimes it's gruesome and violent, but when you send that message the first time, the rest of the community knows, hey, we ain't going to mess around with this dude.
I mean, honest to God, Wig, at the end of that long-handled shovel, I didn't want to get that close.
Yeah. I've killed snakes before. I have a machete, though, so.
I'll have to look. I have a picture somewhere on my phone of this 6-foot snake, because nobody believes me that this thing was 6 feet long.
Well, that's a good throwback Thursday.
Oh, people, God.
Throwback to the time Dale killed a 6-foot black snake.
Can you imagine, though, you're going to the backyard, and your wife says, hey, can you water my flowers when you get home? You know, I'll be home tomorrow. And oh, sure, honey, let me take care of that for you. And right next to where the outdoor faucet is, is this thing thrashing around in this net.
Wow.
It just scared the crap out of me. Sorry, it's not a garden snakes. You're fine with that. You know,
and it's crazy
like them,
because
but
you didn't think that I didn't think there was that many snakes, you know, in Massachusetts. I when I lived in Georgia, there were a ton of snakes. But here in Massachusetts, like, you know, fortunately for me, I haven't seen any on my property. But I, you know, them damn snakes, boy.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking place.
Yes, that's right. That was me in my backyard.
And you went old Sam Jackson on them.
Like, at least the turkeys are harmless. Like, we've seen more turkeys this year, but they walk in and out of the yard. Now, there's
except
a woman in our neighborhood.
5:30 yesterday when he was out there.
And so it's a little wake-up call. It's every day at 5. They get a routine. Then they find a new place to walk, and so they move away. The problem for us is a woman in our neighborhood started feeding them. And so they were coming back two or three times a day.
Right.
She was feeding the turkeys in her front yard.
Yeah, but the turkeys, like you said, for the most part, they just walk through the yard. Like, I have these, like, I believe.
I actually kind of like them. They come out here outside my window here in the morning. I kind of like seeing them.
Right. Like, I have these foxes that, for some reason, there's this, like, family of foxes. I believe they're foxes. They're living in my, like, backyard up near this little barn thing that's over there. And we don't really do anything. They kind of, you know, it's like, looks like a mother and, you know, three or four of her kids, and they kind of stick to themselves, and they, you know, they don't bother us. They don't come around the house, but they don't give us no problems. They ain't messing with my trash can. So, you know, you let them live. Like, all right, do your thing.
Wiggy, you got a negotiation time when you get home. Talk to the foxes and have them take care of the squirrels.
Well, they ain't doing it. The squirrels, they ain't doing it.
Another one of our Twitter friends tweeted all three of us, who may or may not be named Brian. He said, I may or may not have watched a chipmunk run into a hole in the middle of my yard and then put a garden hose in the hole and turned it on. See, that seems... And don't they have an exit hole somewhere?
I don't know how those tunnels
work. Yeah, I don't really.
I know, there's a bunch in our yard, again, because I'd say they're living there, but I don't know exactly how they work.
Now, Scott, a texter says, to pay off what you asked the text line a couple minutes ago, that if you were to spread your stuff around the yard, the chipmunks actually would run for the hills because they're scared of monkeys.
Really?
That's a benefit, Anderson. That's a benefit. Now, it's a terrible, what an awful job by you to set up a joke.
Terrible bad joke.
Well told and original and fresh, by the way. But I think that's a benefit of being a primate. Is that my urine will scare away the chipmunks and squirrels. I'm okay with that.
Let's go to Scott in Merrimack. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, guys. My wife, I don't know if you know Merrimack, Mass at all, but it's middle of nowhere, and so, you know, there's a lot of animals around.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of years ago, we had problems with bunnies and chipmunks and all that in our garage. My wife went to went online, and she found something to plug in the wall, and we haven't had a problem since. It's a repellent.
Oh, the high-pitched sound thing?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I think I have a couple of those. There's no sound.
I've never heard a sound, supposedly it's some sound
right. that hurts the animal. I got to tell you, I tried them in the past. They don't work.
Yeah, I think I have a couple of those.
I haven't had anything in my garage since besides myself. So, you know, is that where your wife makes you sleep now?
Oh, I mean, it sounds kind of lonely.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, I got a nice bed out there and everything. Don't worry about that.
Well, it seems like that repellent thing is working for her. she keeps you in the garage.
I tried those electronic things. I didn't think they worked at all.
Yeah, I think I have one, but I don't know if it works. I told you, the only thing that I know works for sure, 30-06.
Well, yeah, that's...
That I know works.
Back in the day, in the house we had in Wrentham, at one point... something died behind the wall in the master bedroom. Oof. It was a mouse or a chipmunk or something.
A squirrel.
Something died. And the smell.
Mm.
And I mean, short of just blasting big holes in your wall, what do you do? It's dead in there. You can't get it out unless you tear your wall apart.
Yeah, I think that's the only probably thing you could do is get a hole.
Let the smell go away.
Or a lot of candles, scented candles.
Initially, when it first happened, my wife said, "Dale." I said, "It wasn't me, honest to God. It wasn't me."
Yes, I would say scented candles, but then there's still the smell of the rotting corpse of the squirrel or chipmunk behind the wall. I don't know how long that lasts for.
Whatever it was. 617-779-7937. Wiggy has predicted that there will be, he says, there will be fans in the stands for sporting events this fall. We'll tell you who might agree with him when we get to that in just a couple of minutes. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy and with Mutt. It's time to trend.
Now back to Dale and Keefe.
I'll let this cat out of the bag
on WEEI.
By the way, not that it was as award-winning as it would have been when Rich Keefe does trending, but the trending a couple of moments ago that was not award-winning, but it was what we have, was brought to you by Tufts Health Plan. And I should have told you that then. So, Wiggy and I have gone back and forth on this. Wiggy has been convinced for a while now that when college football comes back in the fall, when the NFL comes back in the fall, you think, Wiggy, that there will actually be fans in the stands in mm-hmm. some way, shape, or form,
yeah.
even at the start of these seasons.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, and from what you hear from people, I know that there are Ohio State, I believe it was the athletic director or the president of Ohio State, I can't remember who said it, that, you know, they're going to do everything in their power to have fans in the stands. So I don't know, you know, the capacity, whether it's going to be 50%, you know, 25%, but I think that you'll definitely have fans in the stands.
So one guy who I think agrees with you, Patriots owner Robert Kraft, was appearing last night on Fox News on Hannity. Leave your political comments to yourself. Robert Kraft last night on Hannity said this.
We're preparing to hopefully play football this fall. We're working hand in hand with our union. We believe we're developed protocols that allow us to do it in a safe way, looking out first for our players and our personnel, and then, of course, the fans. And yeah. I believe we can do it.
So he had a couple of provisions mm-hmm. in there. You know, he thinks they can do it, but assuming we can do this and we can do that. Mutt, you be the tiebreaker here. When the Patriots play their first regular season game in September, will there be fans in the stands?
No chance. I mean, no. I mean, Stephen Ross and Bob Kraft got to put on a good face. They don't want to start handing out rebates now. I understand how that works in season ticket holders, and you got to, you know, keep the door open. But they're just, you know, based on all the information we have right now, there's just no reason to introduce fans at games. There's no the financial reasons be damned.
Mm-hmm.
Football itself, Wiggy, unlike baseball and maybe hockey even, they don't need the gate. They just don't. They need
TV product, but that's Sunday, a different thing,
Monday, Thursday.
But,
put the games on TV
right.
and do not risk, you know, turning it into a PR nightmare where you let fans in for a week or so, mm-hmm. some stadium gets some surge about it, and then all of a sudden the players are wondering, should be playing, what's going on here? Don't risk it, not worth it, no chance. None.
Right, but I think, see, now you're
and I'm with Mutt on this one, by the way.
Right, but I think you're factoring, like, you're kind of looking at it like because of maybe optics or this, that, and the other. I ultimately think that what's going to happen is we're going to get to a point that, you know, there are going to be some states that are a lot further ahead of other states.
Yep.
And it's going to come down to whether it's the NFL or, in college football's case, whether that be the NCAAs, or I don't know, the schools, however it is, that are going to have to make a decision and saying, okay, if you do have a team that's in a state that can have fans, then you have that ability to do that.
See, I think that would be so unfair.
And they'll say
unfair.
That's an unfair advantage.
Oh, God, yeah. That would be so unfair, wouldn't it, Wig?
It would be, unfair,
for the sake of argument, the mm-hmm. Patriots couldn't.
Right.
Just for the sake of this.
Right. Likely given the state we live in, Dale.
And mm-hmm. it's probably pretty likely.
Right.
So the Patriots can't put fans in the stands, but
right.
Atlanta can.
Right. Because
that's fair?
Well, here's what they're then going to spin it, because everybody wants to go back to optics. The people of Atlanta, or the governor or the mayor or however, they're going to say, well, this is jobs that we're creating, or not we're creating. This is we're able to put people back to work because we have the ability to do this. Is it fair that we have a large portion of the population in Georgia that can't work just because Massachusetts governor is kind of a little bit more slower, or the Massachusetts states in general,
or the numbers in Massachusetts
poorly,
yeah. are worse.
Whatever it may be.
Move back. So Wiggy, they can say that.
It's about the economy financially.
Okay, but what about the league's economy? So what if Roger Goodell says, we don't want to put our games at risk, and because we want to make sure these go off without mm-hmm. a hitch, we don't want to put our players at risk. We're telling stadiums across the country, from a health standpoint, to
right.
not risk anybody else there. We are going to say no fans.
And who does Roger Goodell work for?
The owners.
Okay.
The owners.
Now, if the owners know that, okay, if there's a group of owners, whether that's Atlanta, Dallas, Florida, Texas, Florida, where they can say, you know what? Hey, we can get money from the gate because we live in a state that allows us to have fans. Don't you think the owners are going
to
say...
Which, by the way, they then have to share with the other owners.
Yeah, and maybe...
They don't get to keep it all.
Yeah, but then maybe they share it, because wouldn't you rather share something than not get anything?
No, it's,
well,
it's
not if,
totally
not,
unfair.
Not if it puts the games or the players at
yes.
risk. So to your
but
point...
But it's not really, it's not really putting
too,
the players at risk. How are you putting the players... You're not putting the players at risk. How are you putting the players at risk?
If these fans that come in, are
right.
they testing it? Again, I don't know what the plan is. Is the plan like these
But the players are never 6 feet, close to fans, and they could easily make it where fans and players are very far from each other. I mean,
what if you're risking a stadium having to be... or the PR of, hey, this area had a bunch of different test positive there. Mm-hmm. Now that area is under a certain issue. Now we got to shut that area down. And you could have home games last week, but now 2 weeks from now, we can't have home games. Instead of making it easy and streamlined, sorry, for this year, we're not going to have fans. I think the TV product is much mm-hmm. more important than, like, to your,
totally.
And there are probably some states that can do it,
mm-hmm.
but what do you think the number would be? So if the not the Georgia Dome, but the Mercedes-Benz Dome,
mm-hmm.
if that can hold 60,000,
mm-hmm.
are they letting 30,000 in?
I mean, I don't know what they would be letting in. We've seen Ohio State said that they, you know, they could probably get anywhere between 20 and 50,000 people in their stadium. Right?
And then the Michigan AD said, we're not having fans this year.
Right.
He said if we're not having, you know, students in classes, we're not putting fans in stands.
Well, yeah. He said if there's no students on campus, there's no college football for them.
For Michigan. Yep.
So, and that's what it comes down to is whose decision is it? We know Purdue said they and Boston College and Notre Dame have said we plan on having kids on campus.
Yeah.
So doesn't it come down?
In the same way Robert Kraft said we plan on having fans in the stands, it's aspirational. It's,
yeah, but
who
makes the decision on, let's say, in college football, who makes the decision on college in general on whether or not kids can go back to school? Is it the governor of that state that the college is in, or is it the president of the university?
No, it's the governor.
Okay, so...
If the governor says, we're not allowing groups of more than 50 people to get together, I don't care what the college president says. Mm-hmm. You lose, son.
Okay. So then it would be based on the state. So if a place like Georgia says, hey, we can have kids go back to college. So
yeah,
Georgia.
But if the NFL is, if Roger Goodell's looking at it and he's saying, listen, I'm sorry, Arthur Blank. I mm-hmm. can't let, I know what the governor of Georgia says.
Right.
But I can't let you put people in the stands if Robert Kraft isn't allowed to in New England with his team. I can't.
Right, but then it comes down to the owners and them basically deciding on whether or not there's more owners that can allow fans in their stadiums than there isn't, right? So if there's 32 NFL teams and let's say 17 of those teams, their states allow them to have fans, maybe the owners go, hey, listen, we're sorry, but we want to put people back to work. We want to kind of get our economy going. We have the ability to
wait,
do
wait,
that.
Wait. You think an NFL owner says that? We want to get our economy going. Oh, put
I think the NFL owners
work.
Want the, they just want the TV. Money.
Okay,
exactly. They just want the games on right, TV to get
but,
the TV.
But they would still get the money, right? They would get they're getting
but
the
what,
but
what's
but they're
the,
getting the TV product the regardless, right?
But
the TV the, money regardless.
No, well, not there's no games.
No. But it,
if there are no games,
yeah. But we're
no
not
TV
we're not
product.
We're not making it. We're not debating on whether or not there'll be games. I mean, we all feel like there'll be games, correct?
Yes, that's the hope. But I think putting. I
believe,
and I guess
so.
You disagree.
Okay, but we're
I think
we're,
putting the fans at games potentially puts those games at risk.
No, we're not. I don't think it does. We all believe that there'll be games. It now it depends
yes,
on
yes, I do.
Whether
I
or
do.
Not you're going to allow fans at
fans
these games.
Not. That's the big.
And that's going to come down to in the NFL if the majority of the owners will say, hey. What it does for us, because it's good optics for them, we're putting people back to work. Maybe we can only have 30 or 40,000 or 20,000, whatever it is, but that's people now going back to work. That is people now knowing or signing waivers or whatever it may be, knowing that, okay, if they go to a game, there's a risk involved with that. And if people are signing...
Yeah, I've heard you say that with Greg a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you're willing to accept the risk, you know, yeah. It's up to you. That's not how life is. That's why the government puts processes in place that says, no, we don't care what you're willing to accept for yourself.
Right.
We're telling you that overall, to protect the health and welfare of the people
well,
in this
then the
state
or
commonwealth.
Then the governors are going to have to say you can't have, you know, large group mass groupings of people.
Which they've already done.
But when we're talking about September, which is 3 months, we
right.
don't
things
we
don't, could be different.
We don't
You're
know
right.
what Texas and Florida and Georgia, what their governors are saying. We're basically doing the hypothetical. If the governor of Georgia says we're going to allow 25,000 people at an event.
And if the governor of Massachusetts says no, do you think Roger Goodell's going to let that happen?
I
in
think,
Georgia and not no. Massachusetts?
No, no. I think what's going to happen is it depends on whether or not there are more NFL owners that are going to agree on it. And they'll say, hey, listen, I know
you... You make it sound like the owners tell Goodell what to do.
They do. He works
no,
for them.
No, they don't.
Really, Dale?
The, no, the I know owners, who, I know who the works owners, for who, Wiggy. Who do you think is the boss?
The
it's
owners.
It's not the owners.
Wow. This
oh,
is
I
the
think
first...
It's the I for sure think it's the owners.
Right.
They, I don't,
since
I don't
when
think
is Goodell the boss?
Goodell
wow.
is,
wow.
This is what you're going to do, Roger. I mean, please, really?
So now all...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. This is... I mean, this is breaking news. That Roger Goodell is the now the boss. The owners now listen to what Roger Goodell has to say.
Do you think the owners tell Goodell what to do?
Yes.
I don't.
Wow.
You think Robert Kraft said, oh, okay, Roger, that's fine. I'm willing to accept the deflate gate punishment.
Right. I mean, but you're like,
but how
you're
many
out
other
of your
owners?
Mind.
Oh, but
come on, Glenn.
Yeah, how many other owners wanted to see the Patriots get punished for that? He was doing the bidding of the other guys who were pissed for years at the Patriots, you know, not. Getting or getting all the breaks and not being punished, and the Spygate not being handled well by Goodell. I think you know, he's not. It's not every owner gets a fair say, but the power owners. Oh yeah, they drive
this.
I used to believe in the Easter Bunny too, but I'll tell you, I learned a long time ago that Roger Goodell does not do their bidding.
This is the first time I've ever heard that the Roger Goodell is the boss of the NFL, and that
no,
the
what
owner,
I said was
the owners
he does what he wants.
He does what the owners tell him to do.
Oh, yes. Please. I wish that were true. I used to
How
hope
can
that
you
were
not,
true.
I mean, just because of the fines or the suspensions that he levied down on a specific organization doesn't mean that he's now – he's the boss, or he's in charge, and the owners are going to listen to everything he says. If the owners come, and like I said, if they have 17 or 20 owners who go, we can have fans, Roger, we're allowing fans in our stadium, that's what it's going
to
be.
So let's say Arthur Blank, for the sake of our argument, mm-hmm. says to Goodell, hey, Roger, the governor of Georgia says I can put people in the stands. Yep. I'm putting people in the stands. Roger Goodell can't say to him, no, you're not, because Robert Kraft can't, and the Mara family can't, and the Rooney family can't, so you can't. You don't think he could tell Arthur Blank, no, you're not doing
it? No, what's going to happen is it's going to go to an owner's vote.
They don't have votes.
On that, they would. On that, if they have 20 teams that can have fans, and there are 20 owners that go, listen, we can make money off of the gate. We're having fans. And those teams that don't, guess what? Hey, this is nothing they can do. We'll give them a little piece of the pie. It won't be relatively big, but we are having fans. That's what's happening, Roger. 20 owners say it's going to happen, and that's what Roger, there's nothing Roger Goodell can do. He's not going to go, no, it's what they say he then does.
I wish it were true, and I used to naively think that it were true. I've been more convinced than ever over the last
Roger Goodell could tell 20 owners, no, we're not doing it. You can't put fans in the stands. And they're all going to say, okay, that's fine with us.
Well, yeah, I would say, I understand what you're saying, but what if the power owners, the one, what if it's Jerry Jones, mm-hmm. Bob Kraft,
right.
The Mara family, the real power owners, they're the ones who can't have, he will listen to those first.
I don't think the Tampa Bay Bucks have the same pull as the Patriots do.
The 10, if they are New England, the Giants, the Steelers, the Cowboys, those 10 win.
Yeah, the power owners
It depends on the power owner states, right? The states of the states that these owners, you know, Kraft, we know here, Massachusetts is probably one of the last states, right? But in Texas, it seems like Texas, you know, Jerry Jones would be able to have fans at Cowboy Stadium.
Not if you listen to Mark Cuban.
Well, I mean,
I'm not sure Mark Cuban thinks that they can do what they want.
No, but I'm saying if you listen to the governors of Texas, Texas is, you know, Houston has opened things back up. There are a lot of, you know, Texas is one of those states that.
And the mayor of Houston has
said, what are you, crazy? What are we doing here?
Well, just because there are people that might not agree, what has the governor did in Texas? They've opened that state up.
No, I agree with Mutt. Florida, Georgia, I'll give you. Outside of that, I don't think it's as dramatic as you think it is.
Go to Texas, man. I got friends that live in Texas. Texas is open. Go. Google.
They could be one of the southern states where the mm-hmm. weather's been warmer. The numbers are better there. Even in Georgia and Florida, where they've mm-hmm. opened up faster than we have certainly here, their numbers have still gone in most cases in the right direction. So if it keeps trending that way, Wiggy, and right. being outside. Helps you, and being in sunlight helps you. Warm weather start to eradicate the transmission part of it. It'll be interesting to see how they respond. However, in this case, we're talking about the football. Now I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
These are inside. Georgia's a dome.
Right.
Jerry World is a dome.
Right.
So let's say we're talking about in
even
Vegas,
less likely.
Right? So Vegas Convention Center. I was actually talking to somebody in Vegas who does work at the convention centers, and they've had cancellation after cancellation because. They're not worried about Vegas. They're worried about being inside mm-hmm. in Vegas. So indoors might be different than, say, like outside at Miami Stadium where the Dolphins play. So I don't know what the details are, but that may be kind of a monkey wrench here in that, okay, the states are doing well, but do you want to bring everybody inside, 30,000 people in an indoor play? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, and I don't know. And I don't know where, you know, come September, you know, the first week of September, I don't know where we'll be.
That's valid, by the way. Who knows what it's going to look like in September?
It's different every day.
Right. It could be dramatically better.
But,
it could be worse. Who
but
knows?
I will tell you this: I think that there'll be other states that'll be far ahead of other you know states. So to say that they won't have large mass gatherings in other states, I can't say that because I believe. You know, we've seen it already, just the way in which we opened up. I go to New Hampshire. It's like
Aren't you an honorary resident of?
Yeah,
New
I am. I am. I actually am.
Right near the board. But those aren't. Again, we're talking.
No. But I'm just saying the states, though. But they are wide open in New Hampshire.
There's difference between wide open, which they're eating outside right now in New Hampshire, so they're not. They're not quite there yet. They just opened up
in the sense that restaurants are open. There's
outside though. They're not indoor dining.
Outdoor dining is there. Rhode Island, same thing. But they're making their way. You know, their car washes have been open. Their barbershops have been open. What I'm saying when I say wide open is that if you want to go to a restaurant in New Hampshire, you can go to one.
But I understand. But if you go to New Hampshire today and say, you know, there was a rumor a couple weeks ago or months ago, the NHL was going to play in Manchester.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The NHL was not saying, hey, we can have mass gatherings in New Hampshire. They were saying, hey, we can play the games there.
No, so I know that.
Mass gatherings is still that wild, wild west.
Right, but we don't know come September, which is the NFL season or college football season.
See, I think until, and maybe we disagree on this, Wiggy, I think until there is an over-the-counter therapeutic for this or a vaccine, that the big thing you're talking about, the mass physical gatherings, I think they are dead. As someone who likes live music, goes to a lot of concerts, I don't think I'm going to go to a concert till, you know, next fall or, you know, 2022.
Right, that's true, though.
I hope I'm wrong.
But I guess the number is, what's the number of people that can gather, right?
What's a mass gathering?
Right.
Technically,
so if it's 20,000 people.
It ain't that.
I don't know what it is. How do we know? Nobody knows, right? If Ohio State says we're looking to put 20,000 people in the stands, we don't know.
Doesn't matter because the governor of Ohio.
Dale, you're talking about today, May 27th. I'm talking about September, 8th, which is 2.5 months away, or however long that is. We don't know what the governors of each of these states are then going to say. We know from talking to the governor of New Hampshire, Sununu, on the Greg Hill Show, he said that they're having school, or they plan on having school in the fall. Now, that's what he said. Now, we don't know, but he's planning on them having school in the fall. So if they continue.
In the same way Robert Kraft said they're planning on having fans in the stands, who knows?
Right, we don't. But all I'm saying is, based on where we are going to be in 2 months, there are going to be some states that, guess what, they can have school. There are going to be some states where, guess what, they can have mass gatherings.
But
I don't
that's
know.
Totally different than what we're talking about, Wiggy. No. There's no competitive advantage involved. Roger Goodell can't say, hey, look, they allow them in Georgia. Sorry, you get to go.
Right, but do you really think a 10,000 or 15,000 fan base in a stadium is that much of a competitive advantage?
Well, yeah, I like how you changed the number. Smart move by you. You said 20 or 40,000.
I don't know what the number is. The only number I base it off is what I saw with the Ohio State thing, right? The
20,000.
Yeah, they said 20,000.
I think that's an advantage to play in front of your home fans.
Okay.
If your home games have nobody there,
right,
and your road games you're playing in somebody else's stadium and they have fans there, yes, I believe that's an advantage.
Okay, so even if it is a small advantage, which, all right, I'll give you that. Even if it is a small advantage, the it's going to come down to how many teams can have fans. And if the majority of teams can have fans, then guess what? Those teams that can't, sorry.
Wiggy, you're wrong. If those teams that can't are the Giants, Patriots,
I don't know, though.
The Steelers.
But I don't know.
Then I don't care if it's, 28-4.
Right, but I don't know.
If those four are those teams.
Okay, so what if those three out of those four, they can have fans? What if the Pittsburgh can have fans? What if the Packers?
You're making stuff up to try to make your
case. How am I making stuff up? You just said.
We're just telling you that. If the power owners don't get to have fans, then they don't give a damn what the Minnesota Vikings owner gets to do.
I said, what if the power owners' teams can have fans?
That's totally different.
Well, so we don't know what the power owners' teams are going to look like or states are going to look like. Massachusetts, maybe because we live here, but we don't know what Pennsylvania is going to look like, Wisconsin is going to look like. Maybe the governors out there are like, you can have fans. So there's two power, not Green Bay. But Pittsburgh, but there's a power owner, if that's what you're saying. Dallas is another power. I mean, how many power owners are there?
About four.
Okay. So if
Giants, Patriots, Steelers, Cowboys.
So they control the league.
Pretty much.
You know.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know about that.
Well, then you haven't been paying attention. They are the guys. Maybe Woody Johnson when he was still running the Jets, but he's not. You know, he's not doing it now. But.
Yeah, there's that inner circle of owners that has Goodell's ear.
I know the inner circle of owners, but I think that when you look at it, they will be able to, if you know, if Dallas and I don't know Pittsburgh's owners can put fans on the thing now, and they might have they've got the other owners. That might not be the power owners, whether it's the Minnesota owner or it's the Atlanta owner or whatever teams in Florida. If they say, hey, listen, you know, we can put fans in the stadiums here, I think maybe a team like Massachusetts or the Patriots might be one of those teams that just has to bite the bullet.
What else you got coming up next, including our colleagues, our compatriots, our pals, WEEI under attack yet again. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things we may have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Mutt?
Well, not a day or week goes by without someone here at this radio station being abused, and it's
and
happened
usually
here again.
People within the walls of the building.
Yeah, normally it happens that way. And boom, the headline today, New York Post, just a couple of hours ago, Tom Brady's new behavior is rattling Boston, starting to worry. In the past 2 months since he left New England to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, an unfiltered Tom Brady has shown what he is like when he's not a robot under the control of one GM, Bill Belichick, and one radio personality. Perhaps speaking for the entire scorned fan base, is struggling with the change to Mr. Public persona. Quote, I'm not sure I like the new Tom Brady, says WEEI's Lou Merlone. And
oh,
so the New York Post has a lengthy story ripping Brady and using Lou's comments like Lou's speaking for the entire region. He doesn't speak for me, damn it. I'm still supporting TB12.
Right, what has Tom
I'm buying
done?
The protein
what has
shakes.
He done? He hasn't done anything that he normally would do here.
He has no personality, Merlone said, not a Phil Mickelson. Mm-hmm. Talking about the man in the arena. No shot, Lou said, about getting the real Tom Brady and the man in the arena. It's going to be a 9-part infomercial to tell you how he's able to succeed. It's going to be more about health. You're not going to get it. The new Tom Brady doesn't care. He's like Honey Badger. Tom Brady don't care anymore.
Wow.
He cares to me, damn it.
Wow.
I'm not turning on him, Lou.
Wow.
So make sure you listen to OMF today at 2 o'clock.
They turn
I'm sure
on quick around here,
spike.
Man. Wow.
Turn on. They're turning on. Wiggy, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm not turning on Brady.
I'll tell you what. I don't want to commit.
Thank
a,
you,
I never want to commit a crime with Lou
I'll
Merlone.
Take that stand for a billionaire athlete who's handsome. He needs my support.
You
I'm
hear
supporting
that, Mike?
Tom
never
Brady.
Commit a crime with Lou Merlone because he'll turn on you real quick.
Right on you.
What? He'll turn on you quick. Who
what
you
else you got?
Who are you in the car with, Lou? I was in the car with Wiggy and Mutt.
We don't have Keefe's Week in Review this week, and Wiggy serves us up that we don't even get to use now.
Well, there you go, Lou.
All right, Wig.
All right, so I know, Dale, you're feeding turkeys over there where you're living. But
I'm not feeding them. They're living out.
Well, you might want to be careful. I don't know if you saw this, but in Saugus, a woman damn near had a heart attack because a turkey came through her window.
I thought a tree went through the roof because he broke a couple of pieces of furniture in my house that tipped over. That's how fast he was coming, like a rocket.
So you better tell your wife, hey, be careful of feeding these turkeys, because next thing you know, they'll be coming through windows.
Wig, have you seen them fly?
I didn't know they could fly. Like, I mean,
I didn't
they had
know
wings.
Until a couple of years ago.
They hover. They do this thing like we
no,
used to
they
have,
can fly.
We used to have flocks of them out behind my mother's house, and we would come home from just random events, and there would be a bunch of them in the driveway or in the front yard, and as we pull the car in, they're just like leaping over the house.
Oh, okay.
We have a fence in the back here, and one night we were home and there was like three or four turkeys sitting on the fence, which isn't that unusual. I mean, I actually don't mind. They're kind of cool. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like all four of them take off.
See, I didn't know that. I knew they were birds, but I thought like, you know, chickens and turkeys. I don't think I've ever seen a chicken or a turkey fly.
Despite how big and fat some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Wig, I saw it a few years ago for the first time. It was like, holy crap,
well,
I didn't realize
careful.
They could do that.
Be careful feeding them, because next thing you know, they'll be in your house terrorizing you.
I'm not feeding them. I can't speak for my wife, but I'm not feeding them.
What else you got?
Big anniversary in Celtics basketball history. It was 32 years ago yesterday Celtics Eastern Conference Finals against the Detroit Pistons, and arguably one of the most famous play-by-play calls in Boston sports history.
17 seconds to go.
Not
Bird
this
set
one.
To inbound. Boston down one.
No, I was kidding. I mean the Johnny Most.
Yeah, I was waiting for Johnny.
Give a producer a heart attack, Dave.
I was like, is that ain't Johnny Most?
On it comes to Dennis Johnson. Dumars has got him. DJ, left side Bird. Eyeball to eyeball with Mahorn. Goes baseline. Nobody home. Rodman the block. Out of bounds. Who's got it? Detroit ball with 5 seconds to go. Thomas wants to get it in quickly. Does to Lambeer. Stolen by Bird and the cut to DJ. Yes! Unbelievable!
No disrespect meant to whoever that was doing the game, but... Mm-hmm. It was not Johnny.
I thought you wanted the Johnny.
Underneath the bird, yeah. Stolen by Bird. Underneath the DJ.
That's the one I remember.
I mean, that's the one I remember.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
Fourier, you guys are under attack here again?
Who?
Your show. I mean, the New York
For
Post
what?
Writing about Lou.
It's because Lou's a backstabber. He's the Sammy the Bull Gravano of your show.
You know what? I saw that. I didn't even bother to look at it because I thought it was more just BS. I thought it was just more just fluff, right? So they're actually going after old Lou, huh?
After our buddy, Utility Lou.
Yeah.
Wow, don't they know he can do more than just one thing? He's a
5-tool player.
He's a 5-tool. He's more of a tool than a player, but you know what? What are you going to do? I would never say that to his
just
face.
Just don't commit a crime with him. I already told you.
It's the new Tom Brady. Nobody likes it.
Yep.
Nobody likes the new Tom Brady but me. I love the new Tom Brady.
I like him. I love the new Tom Brady.
Really?
Right? I mean,
good
you're going to see this whole side of him. Listen, because I know you played with him way back in the early days,
yes.
In the Stone Ages,
yes.
And I followed you. So just think about how much he's changed, you know, since we left, and he was still playing for the Pats, like, you know, 10, 11 years after we left, as far as just his life in general. Now he's free. Now he's free to do what he wants, he wants to do it, and for as long as he wants to do it. I freaking love it, Dan.
Free at last. Thank God Almighty. Tom Brady's free at last.
He should use that line.
The problem is, when is he getting into trouble? When is he getting into trouble for being that new Tom Brady? Oof. That's what I'm curious to know.
Well,
he's going to put his foot in his mouth.
Lou's already decided. He's already done it for him. And I mean, I
think the New York Post loves our show because they had a bunch of clips from me in there from some of my my scoops earlier during the free agency. I think they just like our show. Some guy over there is a fan of OMF. Who the fuck it? You know,
aren't
they,
we all?
They exist.
Hey, that's when you know you made it when you're in the New York Post.
I want to be in the Washington Post. Well, actually, I was in that one also. Oh no, the LA Times. No,
oh,
I
wow.
think I,
wow.
you know, I, there was a time where I was like in every publication. I don't know what happened. I can't remember.
Humble brag there, huh?
Well, kind of a big deal, don't you think, Wig?
It's really nothing to be proud of, though. It's really not something I would you know.
You know when you made it, Christian, when you make BSO Black Sports Online. Yeah. That's when you know you made it.
I've been there.
You guys, I loved your wild animal. How do you get rid of them? Talk.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I took 30-06 for the squirrels.
Wow,
really?
A little aggressive, doesn't it?
How about an overzealous dog?
Yeah. See, I have a
is
pit bull.
Is it your dog or is it the neighbor's dog?
My dog's a murderer. She kills everything.
Right.
She's sweet, and then she murders. You know, there's bunnies. There's squirrels. Oh, there's birds.
Man. Right.
Killed a whole family of birds last year.
See, I have a pit bull, but he can never get to anything.
He's too slow. He's not. He's like you. He shuffles when he runs.
He's got a little bit. And he has the electric fence. So I don't think he really knows
fence.
I don't think he really figures out where his boundaries are just yet. So
we had the electric fence at our place when we were in
Renton. It's a lifesaver.
What? And my son had his buddy over, you know, and they're like young teenage kids. And the buddy wanted to put the dog's collar on and see what would happen. And I'm going, no. You're not going near the fence with the dog collar on. Because I'm trying to picture me trying to explain to his mom and dad why his kid had to be taken to the hospital because he let himself get zapped on the dog fence.
I actually suggested that for Glenn every time he speaks over somebody.
Oh, like a bark collar.
Yes. Like there was an old episode of Cheers where, who was it? The mailman. I forgot what his name was. They put a bark collar
wasn't
around
it Norm?
His neck.
Might have been
no,
Norm.
It wasn't Norm. Who's the mailman?
Oh, the mail. Yeah, I don't know the mailman. I mean, I know what he looks like.
Wow, all three of us can't remember the mailman. Yeah,
I mean, you're going back to 1985. Yeah,
for God's sakes, we're too young.
Yeah. Well, anyways, anytime he said something stupid, they would buzz him.
Well, I just bought one for my dog because he's got, and it's one of them handheld. So if you guys ever need it, I give you the remote control. You can put it around Glenn's neck, and then when you don't like what he says or he tries to cut you off, you can just zap him.
Oh, I so badly want that.
Christian will be listening this afternoon, bud.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to him as a gift and say it's a necklace.
Nice. Yeah, tell him that. All right, Christian, thanks.
All right, boys.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey,
all right.
Allow me one quick plug if I can. Our good friends at the Jimmy Fund, the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, have a Giving Day event coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. It is Jimmy Fund Bingo Night. Go to the Twitter page at the Jimmy Fund. You can buy your bingo cards. I'm going to be hosting the event tonight. We're hoping we can raise some money at a time when, let's be honest, fundraising is a little tough to do right now. And all of us care so much about the good people at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the Jimmy Fund. Wiggy, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow.
We'll see you guys tomorrow as well. Bye.
Who's more? Who can withstand it more?
That's all, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.